Hey, Cecil.
Hey, Afira.
Our guest on today's Ask Me Another stars in the musical Groundhog Day, which is about a man stuck living the same day over and over. So speed round, in Groundhog Day, what's the name of Phil Connors' high school classmate who sells insurance?
Ned Ryerson.
Right. Okay, let's see if you can get this one. What's the name of Phil Connors' high school classmate who sells insurance?
I think you just asked me that.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were looking for Ned Ryerson. Last question. What's the name of Phil Connors' high school classmate who sells insurance?
Make it stop! From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil. We have a great show for you. Julian Villard is here as our guest musician, and as usual, four contestants are waiting backstage, also waiting for their refunds from the Fyre Festival. And our special guest today is Andy Carl, who stars as Phil Connors in the Broadway musical Groundhog Day. Now, it turns out that there are a lot of predictive animals out there. There's Paul the Octopus, who predicted the World Cup winner. There's Derek the Donkey, who also predicts soccer matches. There's Harry the Crocodile, who predicted the election of an Australian prime minister. And you know what I think? It sounds to me like the field of psychic animal prediction needs more women. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our first two contestants will scrub up and take a trip into the human body. Let's meet them. First up, Jen Winter on buzzer number one. You're a community engagement coordinator for the international nonprofit Heifer International. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Ed Yu on buzzer number two. You're the director of strategic research for the New York State Nurses Association. Welcome.
Thanks.
So Jen and Ed, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Let's start with a trivia game called Body Tourist. In this game, we imagine the body shrinking technology has become commonplace, okay? And people are looking to book vacations to their favorite organs. So Cecil and I will play the part of the travel agents, and you just have to guess the body part we're trying to convince you to visit. Here we go. Move to the beat as you party in one of our four private chambers. Go, circulate. The fun won't stop until we die. Ed.
The heart.
Yeah, that's the heart. Yeah, very good.
Feeling worn down and sluggish? Regenerate with us at the ultimate detox destination. Enjoy a tour of our bile production facility. Jen.
The liver?
Yes, correct.
They serve a lot of pate. Sort of a disgusting joke. I realize that. Float in our park, but be ready to go with the flow. When we can't hold any more liquids, you'll be flushed right out of the body. We're bursting with excitement, so stream on over. Ed.
The bladder?
Yeah, the bladder. Yeah, that's right.
Our spa is a breath of fresh air. Enjoy oxygen therapy. Relax among the alveoli. And don't let the diaphragm hit you on your way out. Ed.
The lungs?
Correct.
Yeah. I can see the TripAdvisor review for that one.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll be like, this place sucks and blows. Relax, restore, and reconnect with Mother Nature at your choice of one of our two working egg farms. Ed?
The ovaries?
Yeah, that is correct. Hat tip to Margaret Atwood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, this is your last clue.
Hey, bro, do you want to get pumped up? It's fight or flight time, brah. We'll get your heart pounding as we blast your muscles with glucose and put your metabolism into overdrive. So visit us and get addicted to the rush! Yes, Jen.
I don't actually know. I just wanted to buzz.
Ed, can you steal?
The muscles?
Ooh, we're looking for the adrenal glands.
Oh, yeah, no, that wasn't going to happen.
No.
I'm not familiar with that.
Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Ed, well done. You're one step closer to our final round.